This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Representatives from several tribal governments in the Northern Plains hope the Great Sioux Nation address unifies Osheti Shakoin once again. The historic meeting took place in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, as Lee Strubinger reports.
Before tribes in the Northern Plains were split up into reservations, Rosebud Sioux Tribal Chairman Rodney Bordeaux says the tribes would counsel together in the past. It was a strong coalition of Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota tribes, he says.
But this will, the Osheti Shakoin, the reunification of that will just make us stronger in terms of getting what we need to get done, serving our peoples, and making us, the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota, a strong nation again. And it's possible. So we just laid the groundwork for it again. I know a lot of my ancestors that have gone on before me always wanted to do this, so I'm just playing a small part in making this happen, and it's going to happen.
Representatives from tribal governments within the states of South and North Dakota and Montana all attended. A lot of the issues brought up by different representatives were similar, from infrastructure to human trafficking, the infiltration of meth, and the shortfalls of health care. Treaty rights were also a central topic. Lower Brule Sioux Tribal Chairman Boyd Gourneau was first elected to that tribal council in 1987. He says he's never seen unity as it exists now.
But, you know, I just don't like it when they put us in situations where we're at a constant struggle, just a survival at our own reservations, where we don't have time to do what we're doing now, unified. And that's what we need, and that's what we need to do moving forward, I hope.
South Dakota state lawmakers say they'd like to meet with tribal representatives again to discuss how the state and tribes can work together. I'm Lee Strubinger in Fort Pierre.
Multiple agencies are continuing to search for a missing Native American teen from South Central Montana, even through frigid weather. Olivia Reingold has more.
A multi-agency search team looked for Selena Shelley Faye Not Afraid around the Interstate 90 eastbound rest stop between Hardin and Billings Wednesday. Bighorn County Undersheriff Mike Fuss and about 25 other law enforcement officers searched for leads starting at 8 a.m. when the high was 1 degree Fahrenheit.
As you get out there and start walking, I thought you warm up pretty quick, so... And I think the adrenaline of hoping you're going to find her and she's going to pop up and say hi to you or something, you know.
16-year-old Not Afraid was last seen at the Fly Creek rest area on I-90 on New Year's afternoon. A search began that evening. That was 15 days ago. Now multiple agencies on the federal, state, and local levels are involved, including the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Bureau of Land Management joined the search this week. A Montana sheriff recently called Not Afraid's disappearance suspicious-looking in nature. Bighorn County Undersheriff Fuss says volunteers from the community started their search New Year's Day and went home either Monday or Tuesday as temperatures lowered towards zero and below. Fuss says he worked a 28-hour day after Not Afraid was reported missing. He says his office is investigating 5 or 4 other cases, including the disappearance of Hub Williamson, a Native American man who went missing last April.
She's been our priority. I mean, we need to find her.
Fuss says he's hopeful his agency and others will find Not Afraid. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator John Tester sent a letter urging the FBI and BIA to step up their investigation and asked for an update for Not Afraid's family and local communities. I'm Olivia Reingold in Billings, Montana.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Like the circle of life, there is an opportunity that comes around every 10 years, a chance to participate and let our voice be heard. It lets others know who we are and where we are. The 2020 Census will be our opportunity to shape our future for generations to come. Shape our future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Census Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.